meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Go. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Jake Busey is our guest tonight.
Hey.
Identity is the movie. We had John C.
McGinley.
McGinley in here.
Yep.
On Tuesday night or something like that, talking about it, and as well as the writer and director of the film, and we were kissing a little bit of butt, saying that we really wanted to see this, but we do really want to see it. It seems like
feel like a tramp.
The butt kissing will continue. It seems really intriguing.
Yep.
We found out the story that everybody is going through Nevada, and there's a storm, and everyone ends up in a motel, and people get picked off one by one.
Yeah.
But what's your part in the movie?
Well, I'm a serial killer, so I'm one of the people that's killing people. So it's, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but we saw the movie last night again, and it... the premiere was last night, and I'll tell you, it scared the pants off me, and
really?
I was in it, so... It's,
wow.
Yeah, if that's any indication, it was... You know, it was executed very well by your aforementioned James Mangold, our director, and he did a great job. It's very much like a Hitchcock film, so it's awesome.
Yeah, he was alluding to that, and also... So you saw it with a full theater of people last night.
Oh, my God, we were at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. It was huge. It was interesting. It was there I was, and I felt so lucky to be in this group
experience.
Of people, you know, this experience. Yeah, it was like I was sort of watching the whole thing happen, thinking I can't even believe I'm here. There's hundreds of people, and it's like old Hollywood, you know?
Where they were reacting and
casts
of fear and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple moments where it makes people jump, you know, and since I'd seen the movie once before... I knew something was coming, and I turned around to look at the audience behind me just to get their thrill reaction, just so I could see it. And it was funny to watch like 30 rows of people jump at the same time. It was pretty cool.
Wow. You know, everyone always, I'm not going to ask this question. I'm going to make fun of the people who ask this question. But every time there's a scary movie, people go, was it scary to make? And it's like, no, it was a fat grip eating donuts in a lighting rig. You were scared?
You're totally right. It's the most ridiculous question. Last night I did the press line for the movie. And, of course, you know, you talk to everyone. And there was like 3 different news people that asked me, during the preparation, were you scared? Did you ever scare yourself? And I'm thinking, you idiot.
Scare yourself.
How would you scare yourself? Like, I'm preparing for this role. It's like, you know, you're sort of going to this mental place. You're doing your thing. Like, I thought, you know, why ask me such a stupid question?
Jake thought...
So you hit it.
He may actually kill or be killed
on this film.
How big a tar do you have to be to actually think you're in the movie you're making?
But
when you were Mary Poppins, did you think you could fly with the use of that umbrella?
Totally. It's ridiculous. But anyhow, no, I mean, them aside, it was a great experience, and I'm really glad I was part of it. So I'm glad to be here with you guys. Let's talk about some sex and some erectile dysfunction. Come on.
Oh, we're glad to have you, Jake. And, you know, Jake's father, Gary, is working...
Nick Nolte, no.
On a movie, not a movie, a TV series with a good friend of mine, Adam De La Pena.
Oh, you got your buddies with Adam?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay, good.
That's Mijo.
This young
crazy Mexican kid who won't drive, only takes the bus. We hired him as a young pup at the Man Show a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And,
you and I were in Vegas with him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Funny guy, good rider, had an idea. And we all thought it was a great idea to do a show where he just teamed himself up with Jake's dad, Gary, and just sort of made the rounds with him.
Yeah.
Gary, always being entertaining.
Yeah, he's different.
And evidently, it's very good. So I don't know if you've seen any of it.
I saw a little bit of the clip that they were they started doing, and I guess it was their sort of rough pilot. And my dad would call me and say, "Hey, I'm doing this Comedy Central show, and it's like a day in the life of Gary Busey," and he's sort of selling it to me that way. And I'm thinking, boy, that's ridiculous, and I'm scared.
Sure.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to be around it. And And then when he showed it to me and I saw that it was actually Adam who was driving the show.
Right.
And it was sort of, he was writing it and structuring it, and it was more like, hey, I'm this guy who is interested in Gary Busey, and I'm going to hang out with him for the day. And it was actually a lot more entertaining than I thought it was going to be, so I'm not so worried anymore.
Well, yeah. And also, when Jake says Adam, he doesn't mean me. He means my buddy Adam De La Pena, or as I know him as Mijo. So,
We'll just call him Mijo from now on. All right.
Now the thing that strikes me about your dad, who we know fairly well from this show and other encounters, I think he's not as crazy. No, he's crazy, but not quite as crazy as maybe people think he is. I think he enjoys having people think he's a little bit out there, and he probably gets away with a little more than he would if they didn't think he was nuts.
I think so.
You think that's right?
Yeah, I think he pushes it. I mean, if you were to really look at it, you know, I think he thrives on the attention that he gets from being known as the guy who's different. But you know, nonetheless, he really is. I mean, geez, I had to grow up in this dysfunctional household. I mean, I had 20 years of insanity, so I won't sit here and say he's a perfectly well-behaved.
A little anger finally bursting through here.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Adam, you and he can bring it out. You and he can kind of join in this.
Yeah.
And your anger at your parents, it's good.
But, you know, we all are. But, you know, I mean, he's ultimately, you know, you grow up, you gotta forgive folks.
Do you ever have any dreams of your dad knocking you over the head with your own testes?
Yeah, exactly. This morning.
No, I never had that dream.
Well, it was your mom, your grandma.
My mom and my grandma. That's not my dad.
I beg your pardon.
It's perfectly healthy.
We've been given some orders to get the calls quicker, so let's do that, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Enough about my dad, Adam. Let's go here.
All right. Who told us to do that?
Well, you'll find out at the break.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Stephanie?
Hi, how are you?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm calling because I wanted to see if the problems my boyfriend and I were experiencing sexually were directly related to his sexual abuse as a child.
All right, what's happening?
When we first started dating, I think our sex life was pretty healthy, but as time progressed, he sort of seemed to degrade me during our sex. Like, he wanted me to be blindfolded. He liked to ejaculate on me, like, all the time. Mm. And that might be okay, like, once in a blue moon.
At least you're blindfolded. I
talked to him about it, and I said, you know, I feel like our sex life is unhealthy. And ever since I said that, for the last month, we haven't had sex at all. There's been no intimacy. We spend, like, a lot of time together. We've been dating over a year and a half. And he has no, like, reason for not being turned on anymore, except...
Well, he's angry. He's angry and he's hurt. Listen... People, obviously, if somebody's been sexually abused, have all kinds of intense feelings about their sexuality. When you sort of shame him or make him feel exposed and vulnerable in an area in this area of his life where it's so tender, he's going to run and hide.
Do you ever take him to a strip bar?
No.
Yeah, you know, you might want to try that.
He said he even tried, like, in the last month to watch, like, a porn and nothing happened, like...
Is he avoiding you, or is he avoiding sex in general?
I think he's avoiding sex. And, I mean, I didn't try to degrade him. I just told him that I didn't like to have sex like that all the time. I wanted an intimate sex life, you know. I didn't want to be blindfolded every time we were with each other. And,
these may be disavowed aspects of himself that are very shaming to him, and he has to sort of hide out, literally, these parts of himself in order to show them to you.
What happened to him?
His mother married a guy from the Mormon church when he was young.
Oh, my God.
And he sexually abused my boyfriend. And my boyfriend, you know, left living with his mom and moved in with his dad and got therapy when he was young.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, but
I mean...
That stuff gets hardwired in.
Yeah. I don't know if, like... I mean, I don't know. I can't be in a relationship where I don't feel the intimacy. Like, in the past month, he hasn't even, like, kissed me.
All right, listen, Stephanie. This guy's got some issues that may take some years to get over. See, Jake, Gary wasn't so bad after
all.
Totally,
it was easy.
Yeah. So, you're 21, he's young. You may not be up to the challenge. I mean, this is a long haul.
And you know what the good thing is that you're 21, you're young enough, I mean... You cut it free, you move on, you grow, you find someone else who's you know, easier to deal with.
Right.
Now, he told me...
That's enough. We got to keep moving.
Adam's on fire tonight.
Well, I just mean she's 21. This guy's got major problems.
Issues,
this is not
yeah.
going to be fixed in a few trips to the shrink.
Right.
I think people just have to cut their losses. She's not getting what she wants. It's going to be a long time before she does. They've been together too long already.
Totally. It could work for somebody, totally. But for her, she needs something healthier.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. The queen over there doesn't want to be blindfolded and doused with semen each time
she
has it. Well, la di da.
Hello,
Brianna.
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
I lost my virginity to my boyfriend like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And today I found out that his ex-girlfriend, who he also slept with, has syphilis and most likely some other things.
Penicillin.
And
Jake's been wanting to say that word for 30 minutes now. Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, seriously. In all seriousness, though, I mean, if you found that out, I mean, you need to get yourself some penicillin and get on it because you don't want this to hit you.
Well, I was also wondering, like, because I don't know that much about it. I was just wondering, how would I know? Because
syphilis?
I'm scared, yeah.
Syphilis, you get a painless ulcer at the point at which you touch somebody else's ulcer.
Well, you don't know
syphilis?
You've got it because it's painless.
You don't know you got it, but it's pretty visible. It's pretty nasty looking usually. And then it goes away by itself. And then sometimes a few weeks later you develop a rash. And then that goes away. And that's syphilis.
Hmm. Okay.
It seems benign.
It seems benign.
It went away.
Yeah, that's right. But it can stick around and start getting into central nervous system.
And it'll make you crazy.
But it's easily treatable. Single dose of penicillin, no big deal. Tetracycline of penicillin if you're allergic to penicillin. What do you mean she had some other things?
Well, I've been hearing things like lately, the last couple of days, that she might have other things too.
What does that mean? What does other things mean?
Other diseases.
Like what? Yeah.
That was number
times.
Three.
Yeah.
He said, what do other things mean? And she said, I've been hearing lately that she had other things.
Speculation. Hearsay.
Brandy, here's the deal. Go get an exam, maybe some prophylactic medication. That's it.
All right. What's prophylactic?
Something just in case. Preventative.
Yeah, in case it's there.
In case it's there.
Shane?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I just got out of the mental institution. And I've been hearing voices through the TV.
What are the voices saying?
Go see Cal.
What?
That's a little local.
You know, he does stuff around
spot.
The country.
Oh, Cal Worthington?
There are places like that around.
Well, then maybe the joke will work in Maryland. All right, what's up there? What are the voices saying, Shane?
Well, I can talk to him. Like, I have conversations with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are they saying? Do they have any message?
Well,
get out.
Not really. I mean, it's just, I know it seems weird, but...
No. I mean, not if you're a little nutty, it doesn't. And is it entertaining? I mean, does it freak you out?
Well, no. I mean, I'm kind of used to it.
So you've had that for a long time.
Okay, wait. You're used to hearing voices in your head. You're being very vague. What are these voices saying? Where are you and what's going on?
Well, it's hard. It's like, they don't say anything. It's just that I on the TV, I see them... like reference to things and
you figure it's meant for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are called delusions.
Uh-huh.
And you're not taking your medicine, are you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Time to take your medicine. Those things magically go away when you take the right medication. Right?
No.
They don't go away when you take the medicine.
I take that. I've taken Haldol, and it keeps on going on.
Haldol. That's like the heaviest stuff you can take.
It's a heavy one. Is that what you're supposed to be taking?
Yeah, but I stopped taking it. I don't like it.
I don't see why you would like it. I mean, my father had a head injury, and they put him on Haldol to suppress him, and it was very bad.
And now there's lots of other newer versions of this. There's Zyprexa and Risperidol and Seroquel and things like that you could be tried on. Do you not have any money? Are you sort of given the county medication kind of thing?
Well, I've been on Zyprexa before.
All right. How about Zyprexa?
Well, it made me gain some weight, and...
Well... Do you want to hear voices and be answering, talking to people that aren't there?
Well, I kind of enjoy it.
All right. Well, then, good times. All right.
Good times.
Here's what I'm thinking. You know, I think Shane makes a good point, which is he's having conversations with people that aren't really conversing with him, and then Conversely, I pick up a piece of mail that says, "Dear Mr. Adam Carolla, we have an urgent and exciting message for you," and I throw it away without even opening it. So who's the crazy one? I mean, who's tormented here? This guy is talking to McGruff the crime dog when he's doing a PSA and enjoying himself. I'm angrily throwing away stuff that says we have an urgent and exciting message for you, a great opportunity, and I won't even open it. I'm so jaded. Whose life is more miserable, Drew?
Yours is.
Thank you.
Whether you reference these issues or not, yours is.
It happens, man. It happens.
Speaking of which, Adam and I ran into each other today out in the middle of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you know, I almost ran into you. I mean, literally almost smashed
like
into you.
Like in your car? Like
yes.
Walking?
I was talking to Dr. Well, Drew, first off, how many times have we seen each other on the road in the 8 years we've known
Zero.
Each other? Zero.
Never.
I think both of you guys got some nice cars. I like the Z.
Thank you.
Got that going on.
Thank you. I was talking to Dr. Bruce on the phone, and that's a different subject we'll get into a little bit later. He basically was bringing your name up, and as he was bringing your name up on, I was talking to him on the cell phone, I looked up into my rearview mirror and saw Drew filling my rearview mirror with just that big puss up there. I started waving my hand around.
Like a maniac.
Just say
pointing
hi.
At his car like this.
Well, here, I didn't know what to do. So
like
First I do the hand wave.
See, what, are you not hitting the brakes now? You're seeing
I
got to hit this guy? Or?
What he didn't see was I was coming, you know, it's right by a freeway off ramp, and I was where Highland comes off the corner.
I was
speeding down that hill.
Sure,
and
like everyone does.
Some guy stopped right there at the intersection where the Hollywood Bowl is and just stopped as though we're supposed to keep that intersection clear.
I hate those people that do that.
I swerved into oncoming traffic and back and missed hitting you a couple feet.
I mean, oh, really? Was this before?
Instantly. That's why you saw me, because I came zooming into your rear.
Oh, yeah, because I just looked up, and there you were. Yeah. So and I was
I'm traumatizing this guy in front of me going, like,
that's insane. That's awesome.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out, Drew. So my first, and I want to know who's got a good suggestion of how to actually convey a feeling to somebody when you're in a car. My first
It's the middle one.
Well, but not when you're trying to say, buddy, it's me.
Right.
My first hand move was, here, look at me, focus your attention here. And I looked back in my rear view, and I could tell you weren't sure who it was.
I remember, I thought it was the guy who was mad at me hitting him.
Okay, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Drew was just kind of looking, and I did more waving, and he was just still kind of looking. And then at a certain point, he did one of those, yeah, buddy, I see you, like, some fan was
but he's buttering. Like, yeah, but he's obviously he doesn't know who you are yet.
Doesn't know. So now I do the howdy doody move.
Hey, what's
which
up?
Is I take the thumb and I start pointing it at my car, going, This is me. I didn't know what else to
very
do.
Very godly. This is me. I am me.
And when did you figure that out, Drew?
I added up all the pieces. Baseball hat.
Right.
Telephone on the phone.
Right.
Mini Cooper.
Right.
Crazy guy waving his hand. That was it. Adam, I knew it was Adam.
Had to be me.
Right.
All right, so we pulled over and had a little talk. But it's one of those things like, what are you doing? No, how are you going? All right, I'll see you tonight. Cool. Wait to pull over for that?
Yeah.
All right.
Like
so,
the after work party when you don't know what to say to anyone unless you're working together.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, hey, okay, see you at work.
No, you know what you start doing at the after work parties? You start asking for other people you work with. You seen Stu? You seen Stu? He's around.
Yeah,
he's
Mike.
Around.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah.
Mike going to be here?
Mike going to be here? Yeah, he's here.
How about Samantha, boy? Did you see? Oh, yeah, she's got that great softball team going. Yeah,
she's
doing
good.
Real well. Yeah.
She's good. Yeah, I don't talk to her during work, but I'm really interested to see if she's here at the party, but I'm not going to talk to her. Yeah, she's around? Good. I know. You end up talking about different people who aren't in your conversation.
If they were there,
you
wouldn't want to talk to
Christy?
Mm-hmm.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm really tight in, like, my vagina area, like, to the point where I've just been able to use, like, super thin tampons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it that it's an anatomic thing? You're small? Or are the muscles sort of real tight and spasm down there?
I think it's, like, a combination of the both.
Okay, that's the muscle, then. That really is. That can be quite intense, the muscular spasm down there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So you need to kind of... Are you a very anxious person? Nervous person?
Yeah, I have anxiety.
Yeah. Did anybody do anything to you down there?
I was abused when I was little.
All right. So there can be reactions to that, obviously, right?
Uh-huh.
You doing any speed?
No.
All right. that Jake wrote crank down on a thing. I don't know.
I meant crank call. It just seems outlandish. It seems like a desire for attention from like every guy around. Like, you know, I'm really tight in the vaginal area. It's a very sort of like porn fetish kind of area of topic. You know what
I'm
saying?
Hold on. Let me have a little sidebar with Drew. Jake's getting pretty cathartic here with this.
That's sort of scared me a little bit. Yeah, it's a little weird.
All right, be cool. Let's get back to it. He's a big guy.
I thought it was okay if we took off our pants in the thing. That's what they said. I could disrobe.
It goes here. It's all right. It's all right. Adam, quickly. Yeah. We had to handle his dad like this, too.
Exactly. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You know what I'm saying? All right, get back. It's getting suspicious.
Hey, you don't know my mom. Okay, so quiet.
She's got to be crazily sane the way I would, the way I look at it.
Exactly.
Or dead.
All right, so Christy.
There's no T. It's just Chrissy.
All right, Chrissy.
But two things is, like, I'm not a virgin. I've had sex. It's just.
How'd that
go? The first time I cried for like 2 hours afterwards.
Yeah. Listen, Chrissy, this is mostly a reaction to the trauma. Plus, this may be something called vaginismus, where there's sort of a spinal reflex wired in as a result of the trauma, where everything, you know, it was an area that was it a painful abuse you went through?
Yeah, it was. 3 years.
But they actually physically would hurt and all too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is sort of typical of this. That history creates this kind of present phenomenon. And it's something that you really got to get a lot of therapy, and you got to have a patient partner, and it's something you're always going to tend to be that way. That's sort of a wiring now you've got. And you got to calm down and be with somebody you trust and take it real slow.
Yeah, but good times, you know. I mean, yeah. But that's what it is. She was abused, and that's where he got going.
You see, Drew just jumped right on it. He knew that. He's just, you know.
Well, it's something called somatic dissociation that's being studied right now in terms of what happens when there's painful sexual abuse during childhood, and this is the kind of stuff that happens. And if you study, she won't feel things normally down there either during sex. If you study, like, even her ability to position, say, her legs in space and identify where they are, she can't do it. She's sort of detached from that part of her body. Yeah.
So then what you're saying is, like, especially like with the musculature and all that, that it's like everything is very just...
Stay away.
It's all closed up. Yeah.
Jake Busey is in studio tonight. Identity is the name of the new movie coming out this Friday.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jake Busey is our guest tonight.
Hello.
Identity is the name of the new movie, which is coming out this Friday, and it looks like a real thriller.
Tomorrow night, it's a good one. We saw it last night. It's awesome. Thanks for having me here, guys.
Thanks for coming. It's the one with the hand where the people make up the fingers, and then the mouth is some hot chick. Who is
that's
that?
Right.
Whose mouth is that?
Amanda Pete.
That's Amanda
Pete's mouth, so I'm going to need that hand for later on. A hole punch. Get down.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Awkward word is little.
There's a little booklet, you guys, here, and I really am not the kind of guy to talk about myself, but I just open it up, and it says, Busey began his adult career with...
It really sounds like porn, right?
I'm really not a porn star. Like, that's crazy.
Well, let me tell you what I got here. It says filmography, Tom Katz, Shasta McNasty, Enemy of State. Now, Shasta McNasty's a TV show, right?
It's not a film credit. It's a TV show, yeah. So
filmography.
That's a little shocking to me.
TVography.
All right. They could have made it. They could have spun it into a movie.
We had a call last night that was extraordinary. And did you hear the drop we collected from the call last night? Were you listening towards the end?
No.
This guy called. He was a 20-some-odd-year-old guy who had broken into a mortuary, or a cemetery.
Yes.
Broke into the mausoleum, pulled off with a crowbar. What did he say he used?
I didn't say with a crowbar. No, he just twisted off with his hands.
No. He said, no. To get in the casket out of the wall, he had to pull the rock off.
Oh, yeah.
And then pulled the casket out and twisted off somebody's head and brought it home.
Yeah.
And put it in his aquarium.
Wow.
And they wanted to know the way they should tell girls why he was in jail.
Silence of the Lambs.
And he was a little flipped out about the fact that girls might kind of not like him so much. He couldn't understand it. Remember, we kept asking him, why did it have to be a real head? Why couldn't it be like a plastic representation of a head? Remember what his answer was to that?
A lot of guys would be like, you know, is my hairstyle, like, am I looking good with my haircut? You know, maybe I need to go flat top this month because I want to get some more girls. But this guy's saying, maybe I'm not pulling off enough heads of dead people.
No, maybe I shouldn't tell them about the fact that that's what I'm into. But remember when we'd say, why couldn't it have been just a wax head, a Disney head? Remember what he said every time?
No.
We say is a, well, mausoleums where I figure the heads are.
Right.
Remember that?
Well, at least he was rational.
There's heads in the mausoleum. There's heads in the cemetery.
You know what's funny about Drew when he tells stories is most people when they do that. You remember what he said when he said he couldn't? I'll tell you what he said, and they tell you, so you're not actually thinking you have to actually say what they say, but when Drew does it, you got to say it.
Right.
You'll sit in silence otherwise.
Can you bring that drop in that listen to this?
Point, the pivotal point that you decided, I want me a head, human head.
I was thinking of like a decoration for an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
I use fish personally for the aquarium.
Yeah, I wanted a snake to like crawl through it or something.
That's scary.
Yeah, like I had emotional problems. He was showing off to his little brother, which was
well, you know, I think he's a good part. He would probably really enjoy Identity, so that's good.
Yeah, go ahead. This Friday.
I'll plug it.
That's your audience.
I'll be a whore there, sure. Yeah.
Francesca?
Hey.
17?
Yep.
What's up?
All right. I have always been attracted to older guys. Now, I've listened to your show pretty adequately, and I know it has to do with problems with me. My concern is that the guys, it's usually reciprocated. They usually are into me, and I'm...
Well, guys are into anyone that's into them.
But younger girls?
How old are these guys?
Well, at least, like, in their 20s.
At least in their 20s. You're 17, that's 3 years.
Yeah, but I mean, like, 23, 25, 26.
Ooh. Listen... 23-year-old guys are going to be into hot 17-year-olds, and they have been for the last billion years, and they'll, I'm guessing, continue for the next several billion.
Yeah.
God willing, a meteor doesn't hit the planet and screw up their plans. But this is surprising to you?
Well, it just feels creepy.
Yes, it is.
It's moderately creepy. I mean, 29, 28 is a little more on the creepy side. 20, 21, 22, this is going to happen.
But now, see, I think about this, and you know, I'm 30, and my girlfriend is 4 years older than I am, and that makes her 34. So, you know, and everything is fine. Were I to be 17, though, on the other hand,
and she were 22 or 21,
you know, so this is the deal. We're such, you know, this is the same thing. It's not a big deal, you know.
Mm. Well, it's.
I mean, it is when it's a legal issue because you're not 18, right?
If she were 19 and she were 15 and the guy was 19, 20, then it starts to become a deal.
But as you get younger, age difference matters
more,
right?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
But listen, Francesca.
Yep.
I don't understand why you're sort of angry at these guys or you feel they're sort of creepy when this is the person you're into. And what's wrong with you and why do you hate men? Where's your dad?
That's not...
Where is he?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
Don't really know.
What did he do before he took off?
Alcoholic.
All right. Well, there you have it. So here's what I think it is.
Yeah.
I think you don't like guys. I think you like alluring guys, and I think you're interested and fascinated by guys, but I think you're angry at them at the same time, and I think she is attracted to these guys. She's alluring to these guys, and then she says, you sick pig, for liking me.
People do that a lot when they're trying to fix some unfinished business of their childhood, and the people that participate with them in the charade, they get angry with them.
Exactly.
It's like what strippers do with the people they're stripping for. It's like, I hate you. You men are disgusting. Put some money over here.
Exactly. There's the insecurity, the self-loathing. There's a whole bunch of things that go along with that. That's a big, scary laundry list of things going on there.
So what do you want to do about it, Francesca?
Yeah, therapy? I don't know.
Yeah. It's
good beginning.
Or how about a relationship with somebody your own age?
How about a guy that's younger than you? You're 17. What if you went out with a guy that was 16? Try that on for size.
That's going to be too big a leap.
See, when I was 16, I wished that there was a girl that was 17 that
she'd
was in
show up, though.
Me too. But there aren't any. Hey, Francesca, have you completely lost touch with your dad?
Pretty much, and I don't really think even if I had the opportunity, I'd take it.
Oh, really? You're angry with him?
How about a little Al-Anon or Alateen, something like that? Get a little 12-step program.
That helps.
Going.
I did.
It's free.
I did a lot
it's cheap.
Of that.
Nothing. It's good.
What is that exactly?
What happens in that?
Yeah.
Well, you meet with a bunch of people your own age who have had family members with this disease, mm-hmm. particularly usually parents.
Yeah.
And you choose somebody, another girl, to be your sponsor, and the two of you work on the steps, which is basically just dealing with your feelings about yourself and learning to use other people as a way of building an emotional landscape, namely using your sponsor trusting their availability to you while you go through your feelings about having been so badly abandoned or abused or made powerless by your dad and his disease.
Okay.
And one of the good things about that, I did plenty of Alateen and Al-Anon and that kind of thing, and one of the great things is that you learn and you realize there are a lot of other people who are dealing with and experiencing the same
thing as
you are.
Thing, right?
And so you understand and you realize, hey, I'm not alone here. And that's, you know.
When did you get into it, Jake?
When I was about
four.
Eight. Should have when I was four. No, but when I was about eight or nine.
Really? That young?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was necessary back in the
80s. That's great, though.
Yeah. So it gives you good building blocks.
Who knew to do
it
that
gives
for you?
Good, my mother. It gives you good tools.
The mom is extra sane, just like you said.
I told you.
Totally.
She has to be.
She's great.
The only crazy thing she ever did was marry Gary.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, it, you know, the Al-Anon thing, the Alateen thing, it's really good, and it'll really help you.
You know, we got to talk more about that tonight because we've never had a guest on this show who had been through the program.
No, and you know, people are familiar with AA and maybe CA, and then it starts getting a little fuzzy with the MA
and the SA.
Well, that's, you know,
SA,
I mean, if you think about your guests and a lot of the people, it's like that's like the selfish firsthand thing, and that's what they're doing. But you know, the Al-Anon thing and the Alateen thing is like for the people who had to suffer through
the consequences
yeah. of what these other folks are doing. So it's like it helps you to understand, okay, it's not my fault that they're doing this, and it's good.
Maybe this is one of those no-duh things, but the people that were high were high. I mean, once they focus on quitting and are able to quit, that's sort of all behind them. Meanwhile, their kids and their relatives and their wives and husbands are sort of left with these memories.
Yeah, why did I never get
person.
To go camping? Why did you know?
Right.
Yeah, all these things, these issues. Yeah.
Yeah, and one could argue more scarring than the person that was just high for that period of time. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
In terms of the experiences, yeah, you could argue that.
All right, let's. Because other people are sort of anesthetized during it,
but you know their brains getting altered all right. by all that.
All right, too, they're so. Getting their ass kicked too. Yeah. It's all good. Ryan.
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
My question was, me and my girlfriend have been together for about a year and a half now, and a few months ago, we were having sex, and she had gotten really dry.
Yeah.
And we kept going, and I got kind of like a...
We kept going, or you kept going?
I kept going.
Yeah.
I don't know if she wanted to keep going, but I got like a dry patch of skin now on this right-hand side of my penis, and it came from after... That, you know, we had kept on going when she had been so dry. And
the pencil sharpener syndrome.
You ever sand a piece of wood with sandpaper, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
it hasn't gone away, and it's been like this for about 2 months, and we'll have sex. We still have sex, and sometimes it'll come back and sometimes it won't.
Right in the same spot?
Yeah, right in the same spot. It doesn't hurt. Mm. It doesn't itch. Mm. Bumps. It's like a rug burn on my penis.
But it doesn't hurt.
No. It's just like dry skin. And I'll actually be able to pull some skin off of it sometimes.
That's always, you can share with friends. That's good.
Can it be a little yeast or something on there?
Yeah, I suppose it could.
Maybe it's some yeast, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Can you
dry it out? I mean, like if you don't wear underpants or you wear boxers, you wear shorts, you know what I mean?
Oh, who wears underpants?
Does it heal completely?
Actually, I don't.
If we don't have sex for a few days, it gets better, but as soon as we have sex and it gets...
Well, why don't you give it like a week and see if you can't heal it up completely here?
Give it a week?
Yeah. Oh, I know that's tough there.
Yeah.
Rather give it a
He's
week.
He's 18. Right?
I understand, but you're shaving off your penis here. And,
it feels like it sometimes.
That's basically what you're doing. You're going to get a chronic ulcer there of some type.
Oh, okay.
I always think of ulcer in the stomach, and when I think of like ulcer and like wiener, it's just kind of weird. Like doesn't seem to go together, you know?
Yeah, it goes together in a very bad way.
Wieners get ulcers.
Well, so what you're saying is, Drew, is it's not getting a chance to heal.
Yeah.
And every time it does, when it gets to that sort of critical day three, he's back in country, and so now. It can get chronic if it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Why? How does that work? It loses its ability to heal that one area of the body.
Right. It does what it can to kind of contain what he's doing to it, but it never has a chance to heal completely.
And it's like having a scab on your hand
that you pick and pick and pick.
Yeah, right.
Eventually, the skin goes fat.
It goes fat. We just got to do the best we can. Just wall that area off and keep peeling.
Hey, bigger fish to fry.
There's something called lichenification that can occur. The skin thickens and becomes something called lichen simplex chronicus, which is from chronic irritation.
Like okay, that. Too much information now, Drew. I hate people who say that. Jake Busey in studio tonight. Identity is the name of his new movie coming out tomorrow, Friday. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jake Busey is our guest tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Jake is here promoting Identity.
Yes, I'm pimping it out.
New movie coming out this Friday, and this thing looks like a real good movie.
Mm-hmm. Very scary.
Yeah, and you've seen the ads. I've seen actually more printed ads than I've seen a couple commercials, but
yeah, I've seen television ads. Yeah.
Seen the printed ads, and it looks really spooky. So we got that to look forward to.
It's interesting, you know. I just realized the push for this one came like 1 week before the release. Like, bow.
Yeah, boom, out of nowhere.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the whole thing was that way. I got a phone call, and they said, hey, James Mangold is doing another movie, and it's this thing called, at the time it was called ID, and, you know, you should go in and audition for it, you know, and so I said, okay, cool, you know, I love the guy's work, and looked at it, and there was, like, really nothing there, and I went in and auditioned, and it was like, Jim and I were, like, doing the audition together. He was, like, actually acting with me, but the scene that had been put together was not even really a scene. It was like taped together like pieces, and he was very frustrated, and I was like, well, what are you doing, man? Why are you even having me come in and read for this thing? And I thought that I pissed him off, but then the next thing I know, like, I got a phone call. I said, yeah, you know, come on in and do it. Be the psycho guy. So it worked out. But it was all very quick, like you're saying. Like, boom, boom, boom. It just happened, like, within a week.
What always makes you nervous when you see a movie and you see the billboards up for months in advance.
Yeah, you think, oh, it's got to be no good.
And then when the movie actually comes out, you think, wait a minute, is it coming out on DVD? Yeah, I thought this movie came out. And then, yes, you get very suspicious.
Yeah. That was Tomcats, Adam. That was Tomcats.
Oh, sorry.
So.
Well, a nice rebound from Tomcats. All right, now we're going to go back to the phones, but first I have to mention that Dr. Bruce, our beloved Dr. Bruce, is in studio tonight.
Patiently waiting for you, Adam.
Yes, he doesn't have a microphone, and it's probably best that way. But, the reason Dr. Bruce is here is for a strange reason.
I've had anal sex, and I've passed out a couple times.
Bruce, please.
Nice.
Please.
Good times, right?
He was able to find a microphone just quick enough for that revelation. But I said, as anyone who listens to the show knows, I sweat. My forehead sweats constantly, and it's a pain in the ass for me. And I was talking to Bruce about it once, and Bruce said, well, if you get the Botox injection in your forehead, it may stop it from sweating. And I said, oh, this is for a guy. And, everybody who doesn't sweat, it's like, oh, it's healthy. That's great. But Noah, it sucks. It sucks, especially if you are in front of the camera and you got that sweaty forehead going all day long. So I said, give me the Botox injection in the forehead and we'll stop the sweat. So I talked to him today when I saw Drew in my rear view.
Right.
And I said, just come on down, bring the Botox. We'll do it at the station. He said, fine. And he got here tonight and he said, well, it's going to take about 40 injections in your
forehead. That sounds fun, man.
Now, Bruce, being a great doctor, said, where do you sweat? And I said, well, you know, it's my forehead pretty much, my scalp, you know, just right around the top of the forehead area there. And he goes, no, I mean, more specifically. And I'm like, what, you think I got a spigot right in the middle of my forehead? And he's like, well, no, like one spot. I'm like, well, what size? You know, like the end of my little finger. Like, I don't have one rogue.
I've seen him sweat. It's the entire
sweat
thing
spot.
Simultaneously.
It's the entire forehead.
Yeah. So is that nerves or is it just what is
no,
that?
No, right? That's just where he sweats. He gets nothing under his arm. Dry as a bone.
Really? Well, the stick is working there. Yeah.
No,
when he boxes, it's nothing.
It's it's a hereditary thing. I was looking at my mom once during
sweaters.
A hot day, and I saw her bang stuck to her forehead, and I thought, old lady, I'm going to kill you now. now this, on top of everything, this. So, yeah, it's like I will sweat when I'm nervous like other people sweat under their armpit. Okay. It just shows up on my forehead. Which,
well, you also just with heat, too.
Anything. No, I mean, I sweat easily and sweat often, and it's not. And that's the whole problem. People think you're nervous. People think you're high on coke. And this is just this is how it works.
Bottom line is, we'll start during the commercial break coming up.
No, no, Bruce, get in there, give me a shot.
So you're like Ted Stryker. Remember the airplane?
Yeah, that's how I sweat.
Yeah.
Bruce wanted to know the one spot the size of a dime
Adam,
that I sweat
I would recommend one thing.
I'll kiss Bruce's ass.
No, go ahead and take the hat off that's resting over your
forehead. This is actually really scary. I'm sitting here, and now this Dr. Bruce has got a bag of cotton balls. He's now got a bottle of alcohol.
Right, and we're just going to go out with the call.
Syringe.
Yeah, we're going to go out.
It's scary.
I kind of want some Botox right here.
Yeah, jeez. Okay, let's go to calls.
Here we go, calls.
Give him a shot of that Botox in the brain.
Jesus.
Make him a little funnier.
I got to close my eyes.
All right.
Could paralyze my funny.
All right. So he's swabbing me down now with
all right. This
alcohol.
Is Matt, 18. Matt?
Matt?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bruce, don't get spazzy.
Matt, you're 18. Go ahead.
Hold on, let me say something real fast to Bruce.
Set it.
Bruce, I know we've had a lot of words in the past, and sometimes I've been a little less than kind. But you understand, it's all shtick for the radio, buddy. You know there's love, right?
You could
as he stands with a syringe in his hand.
And maybe and one other thing, too, Bruce. Again, I'm no doctor, but we have the lights dimmed down to the point where I can barely see my hand in
front
of my face.
It's okay.
Should we go ahead and just bring them up just a notch?
It's a quaint little room here.
It might go through the frame and matter.
You know, it sounds like it could be like a skit for radio, but I will vouch. I mean, honestly, I'm sitting here looking at Dr. Bruce. He's wearing like a blue golf shirt. It doesn't look much like a doctor, and he's got a syringe in his hand pointed at me with a demonic smile. I'm telling you.
You want to? And why did the rubber glove come off now that you started to work? He wore the rubber glove for an hour, and now he pulls it off as soon as he starts to work.
I'm so glad Drew's here.
All right.
All right, here we go. Through the calls.
We don't want to turn the light up just a little bit.
You want some more light?
We
you don't need more light.
Mr. 18-year-old. Here
it's not aiming for anything. He's just making a row of shots across your forehead.
He's just putting a succession of needles into my forehead. We don't want the lights on? That Drew, you're fighting
make
with
him?
Feel
better. Yeah. Put some lights on. All right.
Holy Christ, Drew.
Oh my God. Okay, Drew's getting up.
Oh, wait. Someone turn him up, Drew. Come on. Get back in here. Why argue with the man?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Go ahead, Bruce. Sorry.
What?
Go ahead, Matt.
18, what's up?
Hey, I'm glad you guys took my call.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
well, I've been taking these penis enlargers.
I'll tell you what you should do. Wait. Why don't you lean back? Rest your head on the back of the thing there.
He's talking to Adam.
Slip down on the chair.
He's talking to Adam. Marcus Welby.
There you go.
All right, but I could move around. Like,
I just know you're going to jump and start ejecting it.
No, I'm not.
The wuss factor's right.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. No, here we go. Here's the first injection right now, ladies and gentlemen. It goes in.
You going intradermal or sub-Q?
Intradermal.
Oh, he's trying. He's trying.
This is my bad drum roll.
All right.
And they, and not even a reaction. Look at that.
Well, yeah.
This guy's good at the dentist.
That's how he receives oral, too.
Wow.
That's
okay.
His receive oral position. All right.
Oh.
It is.
Yeah, but I can't believe I'm getting 40 of these.
Matt, you're 18. You got some issues
right,
with
so Matt,
the penis.
Go.
Okay. Well, I ordered these penis enlargement pills.
Fantastic.
All the guys in my hall kind of egged me on to do it, so I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taking them for well over a month now, about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything.
Oh,
and
I'm
so you're not a tripod already or anything?
I am, Adam. I'm blown away.
Wow. Have you ever heard of a snake oil salesman?
Mm. Yeah, Matt. No. They can sell you anything they want and say anything they want. It ain't gonna work.
You got to look for FDA approved.
There's no such thing.
You know.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Yeah. So you're looking for a miracle there. What you need is some weights. You need to tie a 20-pound weight
it does work.
On the end and let it hang there while you're at the gym. And
you got what you got, and there are operations and things, but it's not worth it. You're fine.
So none of them work at all?
No, they do not work.
So it's all a hoax?
It's all a hoax.
It's a hoax.
Oh, all right.
Snake oil.
You bought it, didn't you?
Yeah.
They got your money.
There's a million like you.
How do they get away with that, by the way? I got three.
Yeah, you're halfway
what do you think?
Home.
Halfway.
I got a year's
halfway
supply.
Halfway to 40? Halfway to 40?
Hey, what's the deal?
Christ.
Now, yeah, okay.
All right. I'm going to have a forehead you could put a cigarette out on in 20 minutes from now. Oh, Jesus.
How's your forehead feeling? I see some red spots on the hairline. Is it feeling good?
What? Bruce, keep going.
Is it numb yet? Your eyes are still working.
People are going to think I got hair plugs.
You're
blinking.
You got pale?
What are you going to... You blaming me for a color change?
Dude, I had no idea you had
hair. I thought he was a heavyweight.
Oh, shit.
You freaked out.
That's crazy. What's weird? I didn't know you had hair plugs, man. I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
You go up to work.
But it looks good. It looks totally
plugs.
Real.
Looks
it
natural.
Looks totally natural.
Except for those dots.
The dots on the front. I'll tell Jimmy.
Oh, this is gonna be
swear to God.
Tom, 21. Tom.
Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
I wanted to get some information about the warts virus and how it's transmitted. It's
transmitted by contact. You touch.
Contact.
Not the movie I was in, dude.
Yeah, when your penis touches a vagina, you get the warts.
Right.
Okay, so it's not so much a so condoms basically have no protection against it.
Well, condoms prevent the contact, right?
Somewhat, but you still got like the surrounding areas that are still going to be banging against each other.
The surrounding areas?
Yes.
Well, the areas around.
He's hunting warpets.
You guys, man, that's
right.
Hardcore.
Well, Tom.
Yes.
It's going to help quite a bit.
It very much does. And it's the skin of the penis. It's different than the skin of the surrounding area of the pelvic area.
Hmm.
The penis is what you cover with the condom and so you don't get the warts.
My question to you, Tom, is why are you asking this question?
Which we'll find out. Hang on, Tom. Hold on. We got to take a break.
Oh, really?
We're going to find out the answer to that.
You want to get back with Tom?
Yeah,
I do.
Want to
just wrap him up.
I
want to
talk about the
warp
virus a little bit.
All right. Jake Busey in here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Tom and the Wart Virus after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jake Busey in the studio tonight.
Yes.
Jake has a new movie called Identity coming out this Friday. That'd be tomorrow. And this movie looks interesting.
It is. It's actually not my movie. I mean, I'm just lucky to be a part of it, you know, so I'm stoked. And I know that maybe sounds a little trite, but really, I am. So.
Isn't that cast, too? John Cusack, Ray Liotta, Amanda Peet, Rebecca De Mornay.
I know. I just kind of snuck in. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a good cast. It's a good bunch of folks.
Yeah.
And we saw it last night, and it is just absolutely awesome. So I'm really, really glad just to be a part of it. So glad I could be here with you guys and talk about erectile dysfunction and dry vaginas.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you just asked Tom.
Oh, right.
Why he was interested in knowing about the wart virus.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tom?
Why is it, Tom? You there, Tom?
Well, this is the thing. I've somewhat recently met this girl who, she's me in a woman's body.
Wow.
Like, I mean, she's everything for me. Like, I'm so incredibly crazy about her. But a few days ago, she confided in me that she has the warts virus.
Yeah.
And she has a mild strain of it.
Well, Tom, here's the deal with the wart virus, that half of your friends have it as well.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And most of these viruses are not persistent. That is to say, they resolve on their own. And most of them...
They do?
Yes, most of them do.
Hmm.
And some of them stick around. The ones that stick around are the ones that cause the cervical cancer. And so you never know which one you've got. So if a woman has it, she needs to be checked very regularly until it does resolve.
And you don't want cervical cancer.
You don't want cervical cancer.
Yeah.
But for a guy, it has really no implications other than it once he's exposed.
My dad went that way, by the way.
Oh, that's a...
Got
see,
it
I
early.
Don't know. He was with
a sailor.
Then he had his hysterectomy.
He never had it looked at. Had the hysterectomy.
See, that'll do it. Sound,
last day
they left
said,
the ovaries? They
yeah.
left the ovaries, though.
Mastectomy, radical mastectomy at the end. He didn't feel like a man anymore.
Dude, I don't know. I'd be afraid to, you know. I mean, Dr. Drew helped me out, but I would be extremely afraid to play around with that possibility. Knowing.
Well,
at least she told him. Thank God she told him.
I would say put the condom on, be extra careful, and realize that if you're having sex with anyone, it's a 50-50 chance you're being exposed to both the warm.
No, that is untrue.
That is true.
Untrue.
So
Drew says that all the time.
That's what the numbers are.
Black book. Give me that book.
That.
Huh?
I'd say it's probably a better chance than that from what she was telling me, that it's like 80% of the population.
Well, it depends
like
what population you're looking at, but it's very, very, very common.
Slut population.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, call me old-fashioned, but with the HIV thing running around.
Hold on, Drew. Is this a 4-foot book,
idea.
The little black book?
Look at that big book.
It's my new filing cabinet.
That's a big book.
Drew, don't call it your little black book.
That's a big black book.
It weighs 30 pounds. All right, Drew's going to pull some data that's not going to support his theory. Tom.
Yeah.
You haven't had sex with her yet, or you have?
Well, no. Well, we're not together.
You're gay.
Right now.
You're not together. Hold on a second.
No, we're not together. We're friends right now. I'm working into it.
Dude, hold on.
No,
hold on.
Seriously.
Hold on. Drew, I know you're feverishly looking for something, but this listen to me first.
He doesn't even have a chance.
Did you get
girl.
Get his voice? You heard his voice.
Yeah,
that was not the voice of a guy's getting late.
No, he's just hoping.
This there's a little fantasy here.
Going on. Maybe in the next year, maybe.
Tom.
Yeah.
How long have you known her?
A couple of months.
A couple of months.
Yeah. Well, I started a new job a couple of months ago. She works on the weekends. I work full time.
Okay, so you've known her for a couple of months.
Right.
Okay, and how come you haven't been on a date with her yet?
Because it's only been about the past month that we've gotten the chance to know each other, and it's only at work that we pretty much get to see each other. One.
Yeah.
Right now.
Whoa, wait a minute. It's only at work you get to see each other, but not if you ask her out.
Right. Well, okay. Well, the thing that's preventing me from doing that is at the moment she's seeing someone else.
Oh.
Oh, well, dude, why are you calling here?
We should have known by his voice. This was fantasy.
Seriously,
fantasy,
man.
Well, because of the fact that, like I said, she is me in another person's body.
Right.
And
You have another boyfriend.
Yeah, your hand is you in another person's body for the next year.
Right, no.
All right, hold on. We got to talk about this guy now. Drew, don't worry about that. We'll find that during the break. This is complete fantasy now.
This is crazy, dude.
The whole reason she told him about the warts is probably just to get rid of him.
Totally. See, now this is why I respect, admire, and love you.
Oh, thanks,
because
Jake.
Because you're here, and you make the...
I abuse. Thank you. Hey,
I stutter in your presence.
Tom?
Yeah?
Tom, what is going on with this fantasy here? She's seeing somebody.
She's seeing someone, but every time her and I talk about him, she's kind of like, well, I think I need to get out of it. Mm. And that's, I mean, she's at the point where she's looking to get out of it.
She's waiting for the paperwork to go through. What is she waiting for?
Well, it's because you know how chicks are. They're so emotional.
I know how chicks are. If they don't like another guy and there's some dude at work they really like, they're done.
Yeah.
They're done with the guy they're with.
Or if they got a boyfriend and there's a guy at work that's hitting on them, they say, hey, you know what? I got warts. Leave me alone.
Right.
Well, she's very insecure. And she's got this guy. He's willing to accept her as she is, even with with her medical condition. She's willing to accept him. And so because she's so insecure, she's afraid to take that step.
Oh, no.
To, like, leave
Tom doing a lot of dancing. A lot of dancing. Tom, listen to me.
Yeah.
You have 3 weeks, okay? Mm-hmm. In that three weeks, you need to ask her out, and she needs to break up with her man. Or you move on, and you don't look back.
Well, that's what I've been planning as it is.
All right.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, and whenever you hear that, she's me, but with a set of knobs, that's not a healthy thing. You should not want you.
No, a little narcissism.
You got you. You're no good.
Yeah.
I got plenty of me.
Yeah.
Me is, I'm just somebody covered with hair who complains about their garbage men constantly.
Oh, my God.
With Botox in the forehead.
Well, that's probably the only part of me that's them.
Did you finish injecting? It's the blood trickling down.
He's got blood going down his head. No more sweat. It's just blood. You're cool, man.
I really have to question Dr. Bruce taking the glove off to do the work, leaving it on
time. He trusts you.
Now he's got the glove sitting here next to me. I'm getting nervous.
Kyle, you're 18. Drew, put your little black 3-foot, 40-pound book away and look at it during the commercial. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right. My question was really, is it possible for a guy to get a reduction?
No.
No.
What kind of reduction?
A breast reduction?
No, a penis reduction.
Dude, seriously, you're asking us if you can get a penis reduction? Like 99% of the free world
wants
their penis larger, and you're saying, can I get a penis reduction?
Well, maybe he's the 1%.
See, the 1%, you got a 28-inch crank? What's going on?
No, it's, what it is, every girl except for one that I've been with has said that it's either too big or it feels like the first time every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up!
Now, how big is
Anderson's
it, Kyle?
Pissed off at him.
Huh? No, it's
how big is it? How big?
Girth.
How big?
It's around.
I've never measured.
Oh, come on, entertain us here. You've called. Really? You've
maybe
made
you
the statement.
The okay sign.
How thick is it? Handle of a baseball bat, the part where the Louisville Slugger's
maybe
on the baseball bat, the barrel.
Earlier.
What? How big around? What do you think?
5-6 inches? Come on, tell us.
Let me think.
We'll do the okay
big
sign.
Big as a wrist? Big as what? There's no circumference things.
Yeah.
Come on, you
can. All right, Kyle. There's nothing you can do, so we're going to move on. But look, what guy who has a huge penis does not measure it, or what guy at 18 doesn't know?
No, but that's the thing. I've listened to your show enough, and I've heard Dr. Drew just completely discredit people who are crank callers, and that's one of those where I've been driving home at night late, and I'm in my car, and I hear Drew say, you know, this is complete crap, and, you know, he was hesitating. He didn't have an answer.
But he drew me back in when he spoke of the girth. Like, maybe he's got that little...
Well, that would draw you in.
He's got that little mini can of... You know, a little mini can of beans with the pull top on it?
Full
height one?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got that going down there.
Can of beans, baby.
And there's nothing he can do about it.
Nothing.
No. If I find the right woman, give her plenty of oral sex and use some
lubrication. Find a very, very large, large, large woman, my friend.
Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, every day at school, there's this girl, and I can't say her name, whatever, but she follows me, and one day, like, it was the first period, she's, like, looking at me, and then, like, she's in a few of my classes during the day, like, not towards the afternoon, and she was, like, kind of hitting on me, and I was, like,
What do you mean hitting on you? What'd she say?
She was, like, okay, I was trying to focus on the class, because, like, we're having tests, whatever, and she was, like, saying, do you like girls? I was like, no. And then she was like, well, have you ever wanted to experiment? I was like, no, not really. And then she was like, so can I have your phone number anyways? I was like, no, don't you get the hint?
This is at school, right?
Huh?
This is at school?
Yeah.
All right, so you told her no.
There you go. That's
it. No, but she follows me around. Like, at lunchtime, I found her, like she, like, will rub on me. And, like, she'll just follow me.
Don't
and,
you
like,
have friends you can call upon to help sort of... Stand
the thing
her.
Is, you've got to be strong, and this is, you're 16, this is the time when, you know, this is the beginning of your career of fighting people off. The rest of your life, you're going to have guys that are constantly coming up to you, hitting on you, saying, I want your phone number, I want to go out with you, you're cute, you're this, you're that. What you need to do at this point is get a spine, get a backbone, and say, look, stop messing with me, I'm not interested in you, and that's final. And you have the right to do that because it's your mind, it's your body, and that's the bottom line.
Hey, don't you have any friends?
I just moved here. Bakersfield, Drew. I mean, Adam.
You just moved to Bakersfield?
Yeah, I hate it here. So.
Who moves to Bakersfield?
Hey, I've got family in Bakersfield.
Well, where do you come from to go to Bakersfield?
Hades. Where do you come from?
Something you said like a couple of weeks ago.
Huh?
Me hook mom. That was the funniest thing I ever heard.
The meat hook mom?
Yeah, do you remember that?
No.
Like her baby, she had a miscarriage, and then she like hung herself on meat hooks.
Oh, yeah.
And then I called her meat hook mom.
All right, baby. This is Jessica, the young lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Sound like a jack-off teenage boy, doesn't she?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, but listen.
Oh, thank you.
Listen to me. Yeah. Listen. You don't have friends. You have to just, I agree with Jay completely. You just have to tell her no uncertain
terms.
You
got to get some friends. Work on that.
And get some friends and tell the school official.
Yeah, she's preying on this.
Rubbing on you.
Yeah, this girl's preying on Jessica. Jessica's sort of new in town and doesn't have much confidence.
But that's the one thing that people forget is that your body is your right. And you can tell people to take a hike.
And You don't learn how to do this for a long time in life, but it's easy to get people to buzz off without confronting them or getting into fights with them. You just sort of don't pay them any attention. They run out of steam. They run out of momentum, and they leave you alone.
Or you can use that phrase that Adam has just referenced, buzz off. I've seen him do it.
Now, you know what works? What's the one that works best for me?
Beat it.
Michael Jackson used that, and he did a really good job with that.
I did it on the census guy when he was coming up my driveway. I did it on that poor... Didn't I do it to that poor girl over at Best Buy that day?
Yeah, he's being an asshole in real life. You're on the radio, and Adam looks at her and goes, beat it!
Nice.
Well, this little snot-nosed chick comes running up to me. You're big an asshole in real life. You are on TV. Yeah. It scared her. It was good. She
went running away. You didn't even look at her. You just kind of glanced at her through the side of your, you know.
You know, people ask me that all the time, Adam. I just say, yes, I am. And
about Adam?
You
know. No, but Jay. How dare you, Drew. Corey?
Yes, sir.
You're 22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, I've been with my girl about 9 months, and probably, I'd say about 4 months ago, we were having sex in a bathtub. And this is what she said is from. She got a yeast infection from that. And she had cysts in her before, up there before, because it used to hurt when we had to have sex.
Mm.
And now, every time I finish inside of her, and we don't use a condom or anything, she's on the shot. Mm-hmm. But every time I finish inside of her, we have to stop after that because she says it burns.
Hmm.
Yeah. How tough is it for you to stop after you finish?
It's easy for me to stop, but I want
Wait, Adam, I'm lost here. Stop after you finish. It seems like finish and stop.
He has his orgasm, and then he stops.
Why does he want? Why do they have to stop? Is Adam's point? He said, "Well, it burns. They have to stop."
Well, I get to. It seems to me that as soon as he does his thing,
he should stop.
It burns to her, right?
Well, it stops if they continue having sex.
Well, it's.
I thought he was thinking of a fluid reaction, I thought.
It is, but she only feels it if they keep having sex.
Oh, okay.
Is that true?
Well, I'm
yeah,
not too smart.
Correct.
All right, well, you have your orgasm, you're supposed to be watching TV, right?
Hockey, baby. Come on now.
Smoking a cigarette and rolling over?
Something, yeah. Anything but what you were doing. I mean, well, so I guess, so I'm
right,
going
so
to ask, does it hurt, does the fluid hurt her?
Well,
that's what
I
thought.
She said that's where it's from, because nothing else hurts her until
I
finish.
I would suspect, Bruce, what do you think? I think she probably has a vaginitis that has not been completely resolved for some reason. It may not be yeast. Maybe there's some other bacteria that they didn't cover when they treated the yeast. And now the fluid, the pH of the fluid or something irritates an already inflamed vaginal lining.
What about her cysts?
The cyst, I think he's talking about ovarian cysts, and that would be pain with deep penetration. It's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is burning in the vagina, and that's infection.
All right. So maybe he should pull out or wear a condom?
Wear a condom, or more importantly, she needs to get looked at and see if there's a vaginitis. Yeah.
But wouldn't you think the condom might create some irritation, too, being that it's latex, it's
Could.
Got chemicals on it, it's got all these things.
They're inert, though. They're inert.
No, but I mean, like, you know,
spray it with Roundup or stuff before they put it on
some, yeah, I don't know. Some girls, they don't, you know,
chemicals.
The lubrication that comes on it already kind of affects some of them. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes. Yeah. Well, they'd make it as inert as possible. But I think if she's got the patch going or the shot going, and like I got 1,000 of them on my forehead, and he should just be pulling out. That's a good time. You know what I mean?
Good times,
right.
Man. Good
time. Sit back and admire your work a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Do a little decorating.
Nice.
Tammy?
Yeah, hi.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering, I've been masturbating since I can remember, and I like preschool, and I was wondering if this, I mean, it doesn't seem normal to me, but I was just wondering if it would have had to be by something.
Not necessarily. However, kids that are raised in sort of chaotic family systems will often sort of self-stimulate that way.
Okay.
Was it kind of a... Were you raised in sort of a, you know, sort of a stressful environment?
Not special. My parents were addicts when I was young.
Okay,
so.
That would qualify for the ultimate in stress, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't get much more stressful than that.
Okay.
Nor chaotic. So there you go.
It was,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a stressful child. I mean, I got to pull on it like 5-6 times a day. It's just, you know, it's the way you got to do it, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, she's counting me pulling on Jay.
Oh, I see.
Exactly.
Three of those are me.
So I'm okay,
it's not all
though.
Jay.
Like it.
Right.
All right, yeah, well, a little...
Ziggy-zaggy, baby, ziggy-zaggy.
How about a little Al-Anon or something, or Narcanon or something?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Well, your parents were both drug addicts, right?
Yeah.
You got to talk about that with someone, seriously.
Well, I mean, I'm fine now. Like, they're both fine. And
hold on.
We're all fine.
Go ahead, Jake.
But really, I mean...
All addict family systems are fine.
Yeah, fine.
They're very invested in being fine.
Yeah, effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional is
there
what
go.
Fine
yeah,
stands for.
They're better now, and they've talked to us about it and everything.
Yeah, they're better, but it leaves implicit imprints on your brain that unless you tease them apart and re-look at them again, they stay there.
And what it does is it creates who you are, and you need to be able to talk about that so that you can sort of, you know, work through these things and understand why you do what you do and why you think the way you think, because as much as it seems like these things don't have an implicit mark on you, they really do.
I'm going home. Jake's taking over.
All right. Hey, Tammy.
Yeah.
Plus, your name is Tammy.
I feel like I'm stepping on
you. No, I want
Sorry.
You. No, I'm serious. I'm delighted to see that. No.
Anybody named Tammy's already in a trouble zone too. You know what I mean? The Tammys and the Cammys
and the Brandys.
Yeah, these are much higher likelihood of becoming strippers, being sexually abused.
But not the Bambys, though. Not the Bambys.
Oh, Bambys. That's a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, Jake, I'm serious. I love the way you're answering this question. Keep going.
Oh, okay. I just feel like I'm stepping on your toes. You're the
battle.
I'm sorry.
No, Adam and I are delighted to sit back and just do nothing.
Okay.
We're going to be happier.
I'd like to do less than nothing, but I think I have to die to do that. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that yet.
No, you've mastered it.
All right. Casey?
Yes.
Casey, you think in order for me to do less than nothing, I'd have to be dead?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
She's witnessed it. She's heard you.
All right. What's up? Why don't we let Jake handle?
Oh no!
I'm not making it feel bad.
Here's what we could do. Jake could handle this.
Busey, the resident nerd, I'm here to help
you. Well, with the Cyber Adam.
Cyber Adam. Along with Jake Busey. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been dating this guy for about the last 6 months, and let me see. I've been dancing for about the last 2 years.
Right.
I recently quit dancing about a month ago because me and him started getting into arguments about customers calling my cell phone, telling me that they were going to be coming in and seeing me or whatever.
What are you going to do?
Well, now I have a problem. I'm pregnant.
Wow. And was it from him or one of your customers?
No, he's the only person I've been with.
Okay. But see, the thing is, you got to understand, in your position with what you're doing, every guy wants to be with you. But once they're with you, they realize that now they want to have a little more control, and then they get jealous, and then it just starts a terrible, terrible descending spiral.
Exactly. That's why you make the big bucks.
Exactly. So he's very insecure already. And he has another baby with another girl.
Good.
Well,
hey,
who is this guy? The good humor man? What is going on here?
Well, you know what? He was a really, really great guy in the beginning, just like usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been through this before, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Hey, it takes all kinds.
So one night, a guy, one of my customers, called my cell phone, and he accused me of hooking up with him. Well, he blamed me for hooking up with him for so long, almost a month period. After I had been telling him over and over that I hadn't, he ended up getting drunk one night at a friend's house and hitting me.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is there's no excuse for a guy hitting a girl, and that should never happen. So,
hey, it takes all kinds.
Well, yeah, exactly, Adam. Thank you.
Okay, so what I did, though, just to get him off of my back, I told him that I cheated on him because that's pretty much what I felt like he wanted to hear.
Because that helps.
What are you going to do?
It didn't help. Now he can't drop it, and it's a constant. I mean, I used to walk with my head high in the air, and now I'm being constantly called vulgar things, and, you know, it's just...
Okay, vulgar. Now, so you're a stripper, you're dating a guy, you're upset that he is jealous of the fact that your customers are, you know, calling you on your cell phone, which God knows how they got your cell phone number. And you're surprised about this?
Well,
good times.
I'm surprised, but the only problem is that now that I'm pregnant, I'm still in love with him, and I've stopped stripping.
All right, Casey, look. All right. This is obviously not the first time in your life that you've been with a male that's abusive, right?
I haven't ever been with a male that's abusive.
Not since your dad.
A very rough childhood.
Yeah, not since your dad. And
my dad's dead. He died before I was born.
Oh, big whoop.
So who was the abusive male growing up?
There was no abusive male. It was more my mother and family.
She was abusing you.
Yeah.
All right. So you're attracted to these people that become abusive. That's your pattern, and you've not worked through all these issues of trauma that you have, and you're sort of acting them out in your adult life. Maybe it's time, since you're going to be a mother, to really look into this and do something therapeutic. You know, because this is a disastrous situation. The child hasn't even entered the world, and already you're breaking down into domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Already.
Yeah.
Wait till the stress of a child arrives. It's going to be a catastrophe. And this kind of thing does not stop. It gets worse with time. Once a guy has crossed that threshold into abuse, it spirals. That's it. And he's an alcoholic. He's drinking. And this is a really seriously troubled situation. You could probably make decent money. It's one thing you get, at least, from doing your stripping. Get, hire a therapist. Get looked at. Get taken care of. Be managed carefully.
Anderson lost interest in Cyber Adam and started watching the hockey game on TV. What's going on in there? Is there a hockey game going on in there?
What? We're in against the Lakers.
Oh, there's a Lakers are playing. You know why? I knew something was going on. It was really funny. There's a woman who's watching the game, a petite woman just standing there. And at a certain point, I said, now here's what we don't understand. People in the other studio watch TV.
Yeah.
Well, they gotta entertain themselves. Yeah. Let's face it. Yeah. We've got an ass full of us. I said, at some point about 5 minutes ago, I saw in the other caller, I said, listen, buddy, you got to pull out and drop that load on her. Just then the woman's hands went up over her head, and I said, oh, we got a little fan of the money shot in the next room. Kobe probably just drained a three at the same time. I told the guy to drain his penis on this woman. What are you going to do? Yeah, it's funny. Every once in a while, I'll take a look, and I'll see people laughing in there, and I'll go, well, it looks like they've turned the corner on the A-man over here, and they're watching South Park on the TV. All right. Jake Busey.
Frank Inker.
Jake Busey in here tonight, and did a wonderful call with Cyber Adam. I'd like to spin a show off where we just set up a studio in your house. You do a little advice show
okay,
with
I've
Cyber
taken
Adam.
I've taken enough abuse. It's the nerdy Jake Busey here. Sorry, man.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Jake Busey in the studio tonight. Jake is happy to be a part of Identity, which is a new movie, which is coming out this Friday. And by all accounts, this looks like a real winner. So.
It's a real sit on the edge of your seat movie. It's an awesome date movie. And, you know, it's like...
Were there reviews after last night's release?
Yeah, you know what? There were. And I was really elated to see that they were very positive.
Nice.
It was on the RottenTomatoes.com. It was like 75% good, which for me, I mean, I've never been in a movie that was more than, you know, 10% good. So, it was awesome.
Hold on. You telling me Tomcats? No, but Starship Troopers.
No, that was actually...
Yeah, I love that movie.
That was a few years ago. That was good, yeah.
It was a little campy, but it was cool.
We didn't know it was supposed to be campy, and then, we all went to the premiere and saw it, and we were like, oh, my God, what happened? But it was a good movie. It was very, yeah, it was great.
If you have not seen Starship Troopers, I'm sure it's out on DVD by now.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool movie. And you know the cool thing is they're blowing up bugs.
It's just wacky. It's a weird science fiction movie. It's like Beverly Hills 90210 in space with bugs.
It had a strange sort of social message through line to it that was kind of interesting.
Well, the director was he's Dutch, you know. He's from Holland, and it was like the socialists and the capitalists, and it had a message.
Rob?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to first say that I think your show is really great.
Thanks.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about 3 or 4 months now.
Canada,
where are you calling from, eh?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Windsor, Ontario.
Exactly. We caught it. Drew and I, we both,
a boot.
Drew caught it because it says it on the screen, but go ahead.
I got a real problem right now, and I'm kind of scared with it. I'm 19 and this girl is 16. We've been friends for about a year now, and we've been hanging out a lot and everything. Like, things were going good. We're really friendly with each other. We talk to each other about everything. And just like maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago, she started giving me hints, flirting with me and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I could kind of tell that she was kind of into me and that, but I'm scared to make a move or anything because I've heard from her, like other guys that she's been trying to go out with and that are like 19, 20, and her parents don't approve of it and won't let her go out with anybody that much.
Well, you can go to jail.
Well, it's Canada. Age of consent is 11, and you get the guy a bottle of Crown Royal and he lets you go, right? Yeah. No, what is the age of consent where you are?
Well, right now it's like you have to be like 18. You can get in trouble if you're 18 and anyone's younger than that.
So let the law be your dictation right there, man. You don't want to go to jail for
that. That's for having sex. So they can't have sex.
Yeah, what about?
That's what he's talking about. That's what he's. I mean,
that's some innocent finger banging. I agree with Drew.
Okay, fine. Well, you know, that's fine. But I think he's calling. I think the motivation to pick up the phone is that he's interested in sex, and this girl's 16.
Is that right, Bob?
Well, not necessarily. Like, okay. I mean,
I stand corrected.
I would wait
3 years, until 2 years.
She was like old enough now, so I wouldn't get into trouble. Like, I could wait.
All right, wait a second. Now, Rob, here's the main problem: is Rob is having difficulty with women. And he's having difficulty with women his age, and he's found one that's interested. This is an interesting phenomenon, which is if you're a guy and women do, and you've had a whole career of women not really being into you, and one woman shows interest, and it's your sister, you got a dilemma. Do you know what I mean?
Dude.
This happened to me at 19.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I'll be upfront with actually with my mom, but I'm being straightforward with you.
Yeah.
So Rob, you don't have a lot of women banging down your door, and here's one that does seem interested, but she's wrong for you because of her age. But you're thinking about it because there's no 18-year-olds coming your way.
Yeah.
You got to focus on finding a nice 18, 19-year-old. What do you do?
That's the bottom line.
Well, right now I'm not in.
Right now.
Right now is always trouble.
Transitory.
Well, right now.
Yeah.
You have to get into school or get into work or get into something, get your life up and running, and present a more attractive package to the adult women.
That's the coolest thing. I mean, if you got a job and you're like in an environment where there's like a group of people or multiple people that you're dealing with, you know, whether it's a restaurant or whatever, you're going to run into someone on a daily basis, you know, you're going to become attracted to someone. You know, you meet people that way.
And if you have something to offer, you're into your life. You have something. That's what women are attracted to, guys that are doing something, or at least are
right.
Which is
right.
Why Adam and I are still, you know, single. But yeah, okay.
Oh no, I'm married. That worked out.
No, I'm just kidding, man.
Starship Troopers. What are you talking about, Bob? Uh oh,
Bob's gone.
Hello.
Yeah, Bob.
Hey, Deca. This is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Decadurobolin and Accutane. Can you take them together?
I would think that could shut your liver down. Why are you taking steroids?
To get big, man. Why does anybody take steroids?
All right. Well, yeah, you know they can cause strokes and heart disease and kidney failure and liver problems. And
but I heard Decadurobolin, it's like the minimal one. It really can't kill you, you know?
Yeah, they all can, and they all are addictive, too. Are you doing any cocaine or speed, too?
No.
Did you have a history of doing that?
No, not at all.
Steroids are addictive?
They're addictive in the sense that people have trouble stopping.
Okay.
There are people, they get suicidal when they try to stop because of the profound depressions after they get off the high. But it can be
There's a high associated with steroids?
Ask him. Rob?
Do you get like high when you do the steroids?
No, I've never done it before.
All right. They get kind of pumped up and irritable and they get hypomanic. They can get very manic.
But he wants to do that with the Accutane. There's nothing worse than a really big buffed out guy with zits.
With zits on the back. You know what? You're in the gym and you're like working out and there's a guy that you're looking at him, you're thinking, hey, I'm benching, you know, a couple hundred pounds. I'm doing pretty good. And the guy next to you is like 400 pounds. And so you're like, oh man, that guy's just kicking my ass. And you look at it and then you see his shoulders are just covered in acne.
Yeah.
You go, okay, steroids, he's cheating.
And the back acne is one of the most difficult ones to treat. The facial acne, if you were taking a drug, you know, a steroid, you certainly wouldn't want to add another liver toxic drug on top of that.
And girls love the back acne because they like to just dig into the, you know.
It's very good times.
Yeah.
And you could wear, you know, Retin-A, and there are other stuff you can use.
All right, so you're not doing, he's not on the juice yet.
Don't do it, man.
Don't bother with it. And you know what? Women don't like those huge, monstrous guys. And if you do find one that does, you don't want that chick. That's the point. There's a little subculture of women who like huge, yoked guys.
And it's not that
many. And they're
many.
All scary.
Yeah.
It's small. It's like 5-10% of the female population are really into that, whereas 90% are into the guy with the sort of swimmer's body, the guy who looks sort of long and lean and striated and all that
stuff.
You
were just telling me about, you know, you said you're married and all that, right?
Yes.
So, how many times, like during the Olympics, your wife is like, "Adam, don't come in the room right now. I'm watching the swimmers."
Divers.
It happens.
They're like the divers, the swimmers.
I don't want the guys that are like built like a tank.
No, well, look, here's all you have to do. All you have to do is figure out who the guys are that women are all lusting after, the Brad Pitts or the Richard Gears. Take a look at them and figure that's about as big as you should get.
Exactly.
All right. That's the Dr. Drews. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I just want to say you guys rock, and I can't wait to see the movie.
Awesome.
Also, my question is, I'm trying to make this quick. I have a lubrication problem, and I went to the store to try and see, you know, the different types, and there's just so many of them, and I was just wondering what's the best one.
Well, you want to just go with the regular water-soluble
Chevron 30 weight right there.
A good multi-grade. What kind of climate are you in?
Yeah.
I mean, during the winters, you change it out to a 2050.
2050, yeah.
That's nice.
Well, they're probably...
synthetic man, right?
No, yes, of course. But the KY is the sort of the safest generic thing, and there are probably other things you get that have more staying power, so to speak. And just, you know, any of those local personal lubricants are fine.
Okay.
As long as they're not petroleum-based.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
All right. I was just going to say, you know, once in a while you see a commercial for the personal lubricants, and I thought, I guess if you have kids, you're going to have to explain to them what the woman is talking about when she talks about wanting to be intimate with her personal lubricant. Like, what, Drew, does that ever pop up with the kids?
No, but I'm just trying to think there's stuff like that.
See,
on
like
TV.
Once in a while your elbow gets a little rusty and you need a good personal lubricant to rub in. Like,
yeah, try some glucosamine. It'll be great.
All right.
My kids told me they're having a sex education class tomorrow, and they're going to talk about the vagina and the vulva.
Really?
Yes.
Are they Mexican all of a sudden? Vagina. All right, hold on. Christina?
What do you with not drinking enough water or anything like that?
No. Are you aroused during sex?
Yeah.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Birth control pill?
Depo Vera.
Depo causes the dryness thing.
Ooh, so Drew hits it.
It may be the Depo. And Depo can cause some irritability and depression and stuff, too. So those are the more common side effects.
But that's just what you want is an irritable, depressed, dry girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jeez. Good times, huh?
Good times.
Maybe Bruce gave her a shot downstairs and tried her up. You never
40
know.
40 shots.
I wonder if their people are going to start Botoxing their vulva.
Oh,
you know, give it a younger look, so wrinkled.
Yeah.
Newer.
Actually, I saw where they're doing lifts for that. It was terrible. It was like,
lifts.
It was
doing rejuvenation.
Something like
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Ryan's got a question for Jake about one of his many movies after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jake Busey in studio tonight. Is it just me, or does it not feel like Thursday? Is that just me?
It kind of
is
doesn't
it Thursday?
Feel like Thursday. I had a weird... Oh, man, you look
Dude,
like
look
hell
at your
right
forehead,
now. You look
man.
Like crap
Gee
right now.
Whiz.
You look like somebody, like a mosquito.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like you... Like,
he just got back from Oklahoma, you know, in the lake in summertime.
Dr. Bruce has been injecting my forehead with Botox to see if it can stop my
sweating.
That looks
really
sweating.
Bad. I would rather sweat. Man.
I'm sweating looking at that.
Yeah.
All right.
Really, Adam, I'd
True.
Rather
sweat.
You're reacting to it. It's getting all red.
Where's
look at that.
Holy.
Look at that.
Wow.
Where's the makeup?
Oh, my God. Look at it. It's bubbling.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at it. It's bubbling with blood.
Drew, where's your bedside manner?
I'm not your doctor. I'm your sidekick.
You're not even my sidekick anymore. You're dead to me, man.
Can we cauterize that?
Man, when you talk like that, I don't even know you, man.
Yeah. Identity is the movie that is coming out, and that is coming out this Friday. Jake's in it. We have a question for Jake from Ryan, who's 28. Ryan?
Ryan, you're 28. Go ahead.
I got to say. Hey, guys. Greetings from Detroit.
Great.
Motor City, baby.
Absolutely. Adam, you're a god among men.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's up?
Jake, you shouldn't downplay your movies, man. You've been in a few pretty good ones. I mean, look, there's The Frighteners, PCU.
Oh, my God, you've seen those.
Oh, PCU, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
That was great.
That one.
Thanks. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. I also had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
What kind of risk am I at for dating a girl that has been diagnosed with genital warts?
If you have unprotective sex with her, you will have the warts too. Very simple. It is extraordinarily contagious. And as a result of having those warts, nothing will happen to you. They will probably go away in 3 to 5 years. But if you then have sex with somebody else, you will transmit them to them.
Can you get them on your face if you're doing other things?
No.
What okay. if Bruce injects them into your forehead?
Yes. You get that? Yes. Oh, yeah.
So now I have a question. What if she has them, like, all burned off? Can he still get it?
Still.
Okay.
Yeah, but, Drew.
Less contagious.
If you have sex one time with somebody who has warts. Or,
you got it.
No. Who doesn't necessarily have them
visible.
Present
yep.
or visible.
You got it.
No, it's not 100%.
It's 100%.
No, it is
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is
yes,
not.
It is.
I know more than Drew. I know
what
more than
say,
Drew.
What would you say, Bruce? 100%.
At any point in them having warts, I mean, whether it's a breakout or it's a dormant period or whatever it is.
As I understand it, people with warts produce the virus all the time.
Okay, I got a question.
Produce more when there's something going on, though.
Yes, it's more than.
I have a question for you, though. What if you were to, like, okay, apparently there's a deal with contact with if you're both contacting with your lower below-the-belt area, but what if you were to touch with your hand?
Yeah.
Okay, is your hand going to develop?
No, warts? the skin is different here. The wart can't penetrate. On the other hand, there are warts that occur on the hand.
Yeah,
that
I've seen
could
those.
Be transmitted down there. You there's no really to
no,
tell.
Everyone would have some on their hand.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it seems very interesting that, like, there's different regions of different kinds of skin.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. Your face is different than your hands. Your hands different than your trunk.
Yes.
Wacky.
Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? My girlfriend called on Monday about her boyfriend, about me being too big.
Yeah.
The imaginary wall.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, going too deep. Yeah.
Yeah, going too deep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a question that...
Dude, I get that all the time, man. I swear to God, it sucks.
Actually, I had a couple questions first. For Jake, I'm really pissed off that they took Shasta McNasty off the air.
Oh, me too, brother. Me too, man.
Dude, that was such a great show. One of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks, man. That was a lot of fun. And actually, that was when I first met Mr. Adam Carolla and Mr. Dr. Drew.
Oh, it is?
When I was doing that show, yeah.
Oh, really?
And that was, actually, we did the, we went on the air, we did the TV version of Loveline too.
Oh, really? You on this TV show?
Yeah. And it was.
We have no idea who was on the TV.
No.
Show.
Well, these guys. Well, they're high all the time. They forget what they're doing. But I had a good time with them. Shasta McNasty. I'll make it quick. We got other things to talk about that are more important. But what was interesting about that show is that we were nominated for a People's Choice Award for the best new comedy series, and within a month the network canceled us. Mm. So if that gives you any indication of the brains behind network television, you know, that's just the way things go.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Dude. I was pissed off when I found out that show wasn't on air anymore.
Well, thanks.
That was the most I've ever laughed.
Oh, good.
Watching that show. So
wow.
Show
watching
about,
us make asses of ourselves.
Yeah,
it's always good.
When you were dating the fat chick.
Yeah, well,
you know the same chick that you decided was better than like four chicks at once.
Well, you got to give it. It's an equal opportunity thing.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. And for Adam, do you guys remember back in the day when it was, you know, Drew, Adam, and Rick, and it was Adam, philosopher, warrior?
Oh, Ricky Rackman, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening for a long time.
Thanks. All right.
So we got old home week here.
Jeff, I'm going to hang up on you, though,
okay.
What do you want?
I'm going to get to the question. My girlfriend called in on Monday about me being too big, and I was wondering, because sometimes, you know, you mentioned the marquee, or the Sharpie, putting the, you know, the marks on the penis.
The plumb line.
Yeah.
And I was wondering.
Plimsoll line.
Sometimes I get a little, you know, a little excited, and I'll go way too deep.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is there any permanent damage I can do, you know, from going that deep, you know, because we do it. You know, we do it quite consistently.
All right.
I don't think you can harm somebody with a penis.
No, but
I think
not
you can.
In the vagina.
You can mentally, you can.
Yes, oh, her soul can be damaged permanently. But I mean, you could sort of stir things up, and it could be uncomfortable, and you could maybe rupture a cyst and crazy things like that. But just direct impact of the penis doesn't. I've never heard of anybody getting really harmed from that.
Sometimes girls have, like, you know, children in that area, and they're larger.
That's right.
Larger.
That area is designed to handle quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right. I do remember my health teacher in high school, Miss Komisar, explaining that the penis.
Der Komisar?
Miss Komisar.
Cocktails toasting? What?
She said that the penis could be used as a weapon in rape. And I remember being delighted by that when I was 17. All right. Let's talk to Jamie, who's 16. Jamie?
Hi.
What's up?
Okay. So I'm lesbian, and my grandparents are homophobic, right?
Right.
Oh, that's good. That's healthy, yeah.
I hang out with boys all the time, and they think that I'm screwing the guys.
But they're all gay.
No, they're not gay.
No, she's screwing the girls.
Mm-hmm. I'm screwing the girls.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's healthy, too.
But I'm hanging out with guys, and they think I'm screwing them, and it's kind of making me uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and I need a way to tell them that I'm like, yeah. you know.
A little payback time for the old yeah. folks. That'll be great. Why are you spending so much time with your grandparents?
Where are your parents, in other words?
My parents? Well, one passed away, and the other one, well, he's just not a good parent.
All right, so you live with your grandparents?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand we weren't able to pull your file up that quickly.
It's all right. It's all good.
All right. I like when people that's actually sit through this, by the way. They just talk about their grandparents as if they're parents and we should all be on the
but
same
But, you know,
page.
It's actually after, you know, I mean, the way time has transpired, I mean, you know, a lot more people are living with their grandparents mm-hmm. now with after the 80s and everything yeah. else. I mean, there's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not that sort of reverence for the elderly like they do in Japan. This no. is more dad's a junkie, mom's abusing me, I got to move in with
we're
the old folks.
We're going to make
yeah.
the grandparents raise another set of
yeah.
kids.
Okay, listen, Jamie.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you real quick because we only got a few seconds.
Okay.
All right. Your dad, I feel sorry for what happened to him. I'm sure it was some kind of drug-related or booze-related, some sort of mishap. Your mom's worthless. Your grandparents are doing the best they can to raise you. I know you're angry. You're probably more angry at your mom and your dad than you are at them in real life, or at least that's where the anger should be placed, but it's going into your poor grandparents who are trying to do the best they can with you. You understand? You are taking it out on them now. You're going to pay them back with this guess who's a lesbian, and you're going to send them right to the grave. You ought to think long and hard about what they've done for you, and if not for them, who would be raising you? You'd be in foster care, all right?
Yeah.
So why don't you just listen. Just mellow out a little bit. You want to be with girls? Fine. Be nice to Grandma and Grandpa. Hang out at their house. Eat their casserole for another couple of years, and then go far away to some lesbian college up north, all right?
All right.
Now quiet down. I can't stand the idea of the one family member, and this happens all the time with abusive dad who moves to Florida and starts banging some stripper. Mom does her best to raise the kids, and the kid's beating the crap out of mom the whole time, idealizing a-hole dad in Florida.
Yeah.
This is a version of this with the grandparents.
Yep.
Stop it.
Yep.
These people are doing the best they can.
Yep.
We'll be back. Thank Jake Busey for coming in here.
Thanks for having me here, Adam. Appreciate it.
Brina, great guest. And come back anytime you like, Jake.
Thanks. I'll be here tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you.
We're not going to
oh, we're not here tomorrow.
Enjoy Lycus. I want to thank and send your dad out here, too. Tell him I said hi and tell him to come on whenever he wants.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Would you guys ever come on together?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
So. He's a great guy. He's always entertaining.
Yeah, I love the guy. All right, so I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones. Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones and coffee all week long. I want to thank producer Ann for booking great guests like Jake Busey. And it's been many whole nice run of strong guests this week and last week. I want to thank Junior mini producer Lauren for doing God knows what around here. And, of course, the magic finger won the Liberace of the potentiometers, Engineer Anderson. So,
Archie Bunker, thank you, buddy.
Until next time, I have no idea what that was. Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Good night.
I don't think you can harm somebody with a penis.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.